This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. U.S. planes carried out bombing raids today on the city of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. Kunduz is the only major city in the north still controlled by the Taliban. Several thousand Taliban fighters, some Afghans, some from Pakistan and Arab nations, are surrounded by a larger Northern Alliance force. There were reports today that the Taliban had offered to surrender Kunduz, but those reports have not been independently confirmed. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Talokan, some 30 miles east of Kunduz, and he's been following developments. Steve, how heavy were today's raids?
The heaviest that I've seen since I got here, Lisa. There were, in the morning, by some counts, as many as 20 different U.S. strikes on the valley east of Kunduz. There's a main road that heads through that valley, and the Northern Alliance advance has been taking place along that road. And I went up as close as I could to the front line today just to get a look at this bombing. You could see the U.S. warplanes overhead. You could see the enormous plumes of smoke as the bombs landed, and this is what some of it sounded like. Those bombs that we're hearing, Lisa, were striking on hillsides, mountains, huge hills to either side of the valley. It is believed, according to Northern Alliance officials anyway, that Taliban trenches and other military positions were up in those hills and in the valleys in between them, and the B-52s were striking them with immense power. Of course, I should mention that it was impossible from my vantage point to tell how much effect these bombing raids may have had, whether they hit or destroyed their targets. You often can't tell that until the battle lines move and you get a chance to visit the spots that have been bombed. Sometimes you can't even tell then. But I have to say that the sound and the sight of this was extremely impressive, and they were very, very heavy bombing raids today.
Steve, what's the mood of the Northern Alliance forces?
They seem to be having quite a good time, Lisa. There are hundreds of soldiers now in the area of near the front lines that I was able to get. More and more soldiers are crowding in. And on this particular day, many of them were simply standing or sitting on the hillsides and watching the show. It was almost like watching a fireworks show. They're enjoying this. And I think that they are enjoying the thought that they are finally winning after many years of fighting a losing battle. They've been losing horribly in this civil war for years in Afghanistan.
What can you tell us about these reports? We're hearing that the Taliban in Kunduz has offered to surrender.
I put that question, Lisa, to a foreign ministry spokesman here in Talokan, and he says they're simply not true. He has no information about them anyway, and in any event, there is no agreement yet for a surrender. It's a rather complicated situation. According to the Northern Alliance, they are thinking in terms of two different groups of Taliban leaders inside Kunduz. One are Afghans, local Taliban leaders, with whom the Northern Alliance is willing to deal. The Northern Alliance would be willing to accept their defections, would be willing to accept their surrenders any way that they can get them, and at least a few Taliban troops have gone over to the other side and surrendered that we know of. However, the Northern Alliance continues to say they're not interested in dealing at all with the so-called Afghan Arabs, the foreigners who have come to Afghanistan to fight for the Taliban, to fight for Osama bin Laden. We do not know exactly how many of them may be trapped inside Kunduz, but it's an extremely tricky question of how precisely to deal with them. They would like a deal that would allow them to escape from this situation with their lives, but the Northern Alliance does not seem particularly willing to grant them that, and it's not clear really where they would go, where else in the world they would be accepted that they could be safe.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Talokan, Northern Afghanistan. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.